Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to backtrack a little bit. I accidentally skipped a page last time. So we are going to be doing the end of Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, Se'ifim, Gimel, and Dalid. This is page 366, or Kuf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Sachnes HaKarkov Lo Medichim Oso Afilu Merutzav. You should not anoint the karka with oil, nor should you rinse it, even if it is a tiled floor. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ein Sachin Pirish Darkomay Losuch Shemin Al Karka Shall Base America Uchayotzebo Ulis Galgal Aleim. Who puts oil on the floor? So the Mishnah Brura explains, oh, is this talking about is the Base America, it's the bathhouse. They used to put oil on the floor and then people would roll on it in order to anoint their bodies. So you're not allowed to do that. Velomadichan also, and you also cannot rinse the Karka. Sheyupoka Concealant Shamayim Nichlusu Derech Ba LeBase America. They would plug up the pipe that the water would come in to the Beis HaMerchatz through, and they would open up a hole on the other side so that the water would then drain out, and that would clean off the karka from whatever impurities, whatever grossness was there. And the reason why all these things are us, because we're concerned that a person might come to even out any unevenness in the karka. And even if you hold, you're allowed to sweep the floor of a house. Over here, it's a greater concern, because sweeping the floor of a house, you're just trying to clean up. Over here, you're trying to make the karka nicer. You're trying to make the karka look better. So there's a greater concern that if you see a hole in the ground, that you might come to fill it in. Afilu hu merutzav, and that's even if it's a tiled floor. Even though the concern obviously doesn't exist, but we make a gzeira to a case where it's not a tiled floor. But we allowed in Sif Beis on to sweep a tiled floor, and we didn't make a gzeira merutzav atushein merutzav mishum dekibur yosadav nachutz me'adacha, because you need to sweep your house. You don't really need to rinse it with water. Typically, the way that people mop their floors today, we'd have a separate issue anyway. Forget about the floor. Typically, people will use a wet towel, and then they'll violate schita, they'll violate melabein by squeezing liquid out of a wet towel. So that anyway is going to be problematic. Then, si'if dalid. Asa l'tzadid chavis ala arez, dikivin shi kaveda yavalash v'skumos vaday vavi psik resha. That if you want to swivel a barrel around, a heavy barrel that's sitting on the ground, that's asa to do, because since it's very heavy, you're going to come to even out any holes that are in the floor, and that is a psik resha that it's for sure going to happen. Says Mishburus of Kot Nilches, Letzadeid, Hainu Shumit Sadda at Shetam Bekarka Yafal Yidei Atzidud. It means that you try to position it where it's not rocky, where it's not, you know, it's not rocking back and forth, it's on solid ground. So you're evening out the karka underneath it so that it doesn't shake. So Chavis Alar, Hainu Chavis Mleya, we're talking about a full barrel, V'chein Lo Yachriya Chavis Yishbach Vimena, and you also shouldn't tilt the barrel to pour something out of it. If you want to get something out of the barrel, lift it off the ground and pour that way. Because if you don't lift it off the ground by tilting it in one way or by swiveling it around, you're for sure going to even out the ground. And even though it's mekalkel, plus it's melachshin tzrich l'gufa, for kalachar yadu, plus you're digging kalachar yad, afal pikein, also mi divrei sofrim. But even with all of those factors that point lahakel, it's still going to be asur midrabanan. Tekevon v'chulei v'avi psik reshei. We said that since it's very heavy, it's going to be mash v'gumos, and that's a psik reshei. Rotzolomer da al yedei atzidut gufa nasa karka chalaka below gumos. That by swiveling it around, you're going to make the karka smooth without any holes. Avol mitosa shamash v'dlavi psik reshei. Tosa sounds like it's not really a psik reshei. Elo da asur mitam shami yishkach v'yavolashos gumos v'miskavim kedei shei noach lo atzidut. The concern is not that it's psik reshei, it's for sure going to happen, but that as you're swiveling the barrel around, you're going to forget that you're not supposed to be doing this, and you're going to purposely even out the ground to make it easier for you to maneuver the barrel. As far as swiveling a barrel around or tilting a barrel on a tiled floor or a floor that has actual flooring that's not wood, that's not dirt, rather, Sefer Shabbos Kosov Demutra Afilu Dasa Shulchan Aruch. This really Dav Pesik Reishay Lo Gosbra Bazeh Bemurut Sefes Ayin Sham. The Tosefer Shabbos says that even the Shulchan Aruch, who thinks that it's a Pesik Reishay, would on a dirt floor will agree over here that on a tiled floor that it's mutter. V'ar Prima Gadim Breish Simen Sadi LaHachmir. But the Prima Gadim thinks that the Shulchan Aruch would say that it's Aser. V'ayin Sham Mishpat Zavos Gim Mashkazva Bazeh Vida. The Kolos Simen Azel Lav Dafkal Inyan Shabbos. Everything we said in this simon is not only about Shabbos, to other than Yom Tov. It's the same is true for Yom Tov as well. V'yesh shenich shalin bazeh. But there are those who stumble in this matter, and they assume that somehow on Yom Tov it is mutter. So to review what we learned today, we said that you should not pour oil on the karka or rinse the karka, even on a tiled floor, and that's even according to the opinion that you're allowed to sweep a tiled floor, because over here, since you're focused on the floor, you may come to actually be mashve gumos. You may come to do so even on purpose. And then in Siv Dalad, we said that you're not allowed to maneuver a barrel, a full, heavy barrel, because you're going to come to be mashve gumos. The Shulchan Aruch says because it's psik reshe that you'll do it. Whereas the Tosfos says that not that it's psik reshe that you'll do, but that we're concerned you'll do it on purpose. And as far as whether it's usher to even swivel a barrel on a tiled floor, that is a machlokas achronim, a machlokas between the Tosefes Shabbos and the Prima Gadim, with the Prima Gadim being machmir. And everything that we spoke about here in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin applies to Yom Tov as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Siman Shin Lamed Ches. We already did Sif Aleph, so next time, tomorrow night, Be'ez Hashem, regular time, regular place, we will be doing Si'ifim Beis and probably Gimel as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening.